Hey everyone, Dylan Brooks here, coming at you live with another dose of Clarity First. And today, we're diving into something seriously powerful. Gratitude. Now, before you roll your eyes and think, oh, here comes the be grateful for what you have spiel, stick with me for a minute. We're not just talking about saying thank you after dinner, although that's awesome too. We're going deep into how practicing gratitude can actually change your brain chemistry, boost your mood, and improve your mental well-being. Sounds pretty darn good, right? So, why are we focusing on gratitude today? Because in our hustle culture, always on world, it's easy to get caught up in the what's next mentality. We constantly chase goals, compare ourselves to others, and forget to appreciate the good stuff already happening right now. But here's the kicker. Gratitude is a superpower. It can literally rewire your brain to focus on the positive, helping you overcome stress, anxiety, and even depression. Ready to unlock this mental superpower? Here are 5 key takeaways to get you started. 1. Gratitude isn't about ignoring the bad stuff. Life throws curveballs, and pretending everything's perfect is unrealistic. Gratitude is about acknowledging both the good and the bad, choosing to focus on what brings you joy even amidst challenges. Think of it like this. You wouldn't celebrate a birthday without acknowledging all the people who helped make it special, right? Gratitude works the same way. It helps us appreciate the full spectrum of our experiences. 2. Small moments, big impact. You don't need grand gestures to practice gratitude. It's about finding joy in the little things. A warm cup of coffee on a chilly morning, a genuine smile from a stranger, the feeling of sunshine on your skin. These seemingly insignificant moments add up and create a ripple effect of positivity throughout your day. 3. It's not just about what you have, it's about who you have. Strong relationships are built on gratitude. Taking time to appreciate your loved ones, expressing your thanks for their support, and showing them how much they mean to you strengthens those bonds and creates a sense of belonging that's truly invaluable. 4. Gratitude is a habit, not a one-time event. Like any muscle, the more you exercise it, the stronger it gets. Try incorporating gratitude into your daily routine. Keep a gratitude journal, write thank you notes, or simply take a few minutes each day to reflect on the things you're grateful for. 5. Gratitude is contagious. When you radiate positivity and appreciation, it inspires others around you to do the same. Imagine a world where everyone practiced gratitude, wouldn't that be incredible? You have the power to start that ripple effect today. Ever felt overwhelmed by life's chaos? You know that feeling when everything seems stacked against you and your mind is racing with worries? Now imagine shifting your perspective, focusing on what's good instead of dwelling on the negative. Let me tell you a story about my friend Sarah. A few months ago, she was going through a rough patch, job stress, relationship troubles, the whole nine yards. She felt like she was drowning in negativity. Then, she started practicing gratitude. At first, it was tough. She had to really dig deep to find things to be thankful for. But as she kept doing it, even small things began to shift. She noticed the beauty of sunrise, appreciated her supportive friends, and found joy in simple pleasures like listening to music. Over time, she felt her stress melt away, replaced by a newfound sense of peace and clarity. The point is, gratitude isn't just about feeling good, it's a powerful tool for transforming your mindset and navigating life's challenges with resilience and grace. Remember, you have the power to choose your perspective. Choose gratitude and watch your world transform. So, what are you grateful for today? Take a moment to reflect on those little things that make your life beautiful, a warm cup of coffee, the sound of laughter, a kind gesture from a stranger. Write them down, share them with someone you love, or simply savor them in your heart. By cultivating gratitude, you're not just changing your mood, you're rewiring your brain for happiness and success. Stay tuned for more Clarity First Wisdom. We'll be exploring another powerful concept tomorrow. Until then, keep shining bright.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.